The new show, Reservation Dogs, is set to premiere on FX on Monday. It's shot entirely within the Muscogee Nation Reservation boundaries in Oklahoma. The comedy follows four indigenous teenagers as they navigate life in a small town, experience the loss of a friend, and try to solve crime on the reservation. Indigenous Affairs reporter Allison Herrera from the member station KOSU has the story.
It's a humid late spring day on the Reservation Dogs set in Okmulgee, and director Sterling Harjo is getting ready. He pulls out the day's scenes from his pocket. Today, they're filming something from the inner life of Willie Jack, one of the main characters.
And today we're shooting some of those, not flashbacks, but flashes to her imagination of what she wants to do. So that's what we're doing today.
Go back. Aaron, claims on action.
Okay, I never heard action.
Okay, we'll say it louder.
The crew is busy setting up lights, cameras, and sound equipment as one of the final days of filming gets underway. In one of those flashes forward, Paulina Alexis, who plays Willie Jack, imagines herself to be a chef. And that's cool with her because she said growing up, she liked cooking for her siblings.
Doing stuff like this, like, I really relate to the character because Willie Jack is like kind of like me. And I think a lot of other indigenous kids would relate to her as well. And I love all the characters.
In another scene, Alexis imagines herself to be an MMA fighter, squaring off in the ring. The referee raises Willie Jack's arm, and she's declared the winner. Then it's on to the next scene. I've known Sterling Harjo for 5 years now, and full disclosure, I've done some work with his former company, Fire Thief Productions. I've heard him tell some of the stories that he includes in Reservation Dogs. They're based on his own childhood experiences growing up in Holdenville on the Seminole Nation Reservation. Like a scene where one of the tribal police officers finds rocks in people's mailboxes. It's based on something that happened to Harjo's uncle, Junior, who found rocks in his mailbox.
He thought somebody had put a curse on him, like put bad medicine on him by putting these rocks in his mailbox.
Harjo has a lot of those stories, and he's peppered them throughout all of his narrative films. Like in Four Sheets to the Wind, about uprooting himself from his small town and moving to Tulsa. And Miko, about a Native man experiencing homelessness while gaining redemption from a past crime. Making those movies led up to setting Reservation Dogs in Oklahoma and showcasing his own indigenous community for a wider audience.
I think that my narrative films, I just never had the budget to do what I needed to do to capture it with that. To like sell the magic that butts up against the reality in the stories. And Reservation Dogs has that.
He has the budget now because the show has major backing from the FX network. It's also because of his longtime friendship with Hollywood director Taika Waititi, who shares a creator credit on the series. The two connected over shared childhood experiences growing up indigenous. So it's not surprising that there's a mostly native cast.
Well, I'm Gunyit Gahaga. I'm Mohawk from Gahnawage, Mohawk Territory, and I've been working in the film industry for nearly 14 years, and never have I seen a project like this before.
That's 27-year-old Deborah Jacobs, who plays Alora. She recalls shooting a scene with Sterling for the pilot.
There's a scene where we're collectively mourning the passing of our friend, of our fifth member of the Reservation Dogs, Daniel, and I remember when we shot that with Sterling, and he had shared that it was also based on his experience and his upbringing and a community member in his life.
Jacobs has some funny riffs in the show, too, like helping to steal a delivery truck full of hot Cheetos and selling them to make money to get out of town. And for Harjo, those two scenes are what make Reservation Dogs unique. The chance to show indigenous humor and collective trauma in 30 minutes.
We don't come into the story saying, we are Native American, here's what we do, like, this is how we live. We just drop you in the middle of these kids' lives, and you have to catch up. So it encourages an audience to go, I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to invest and follow them.
Reservation Dogs premieres on FX on August 9th, Studis. And if you aren't sure what that means, well, I guess you're just going to have to watch the show. For NPR News in Okmulgee, I'm Allison Herrera.